to the fifth case this morning, United States v. Owens. Mr. Daisy.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the court, counsel, Bill Daisy, Indiana Federal Community Defenders. I represented Mr. Owens by appointment before the district court and continue that appointment on appeal. The case is, of course, before the court on direct appeal from a criminal conviction. It raises a single sentencing guideline issue. It relates to the question of whether child pornography sent to a policeman posing as a mother of two children on the Internet was tendered with the expectation of receipt of a thing of value. Mr. Owens doesn't present a terribly sympathetic character and at first glance doesn't look like a fellow that deserves a break in sentencing. The offense conduct was disturbing. The relevant conduct that drove the sentence to a great extent was equally disturbing. The offense guideline base offense level in this case was 22. The defense agreed that Mr. Owens deserved another 20 points in terms of guideline adjustments. He collected just about every other offense guideline adjustment that's available under the federal sentencing guidelines. The one matter that's in dispute is somewhat fact-related, and I'd suggest the parties have adequately presented the facts of the case in the briefing. What I think the case is about is the difference between a hope and an expectation, as the Sentencing Commission used that concept in defining what this guideline was all about. The general idea being that transferring child pornography is a bad thing, and it merits a two-level upward adjustment to the sentencing guidelines. That transferring child pornography for money in exchange for pecuniary gain is a really bad thing, and it deserves to be punished more severely. And that somewhere in between is a barter or exchange, a five-point adjustment, where child pornography is sent in exchange for a thing of value or in the expectation of the receipt of a thing of value. The district court's findings in this case related to the long-term goals of Mr. Owens. Mr. Owens, and were that the language of the guideline, if this enhancement were to be triggered, when a person's transfer was motivated by a long-term goal of having sex with children, then this argument is a non-starter. The court was well justified in drawing that conclusion, or at least I can't say the court clearly erred in drawing that conclusion from the evidence before the court. The officer posing as this mother was dangling two young children in front of him, expressing an interest in incest, but got to the point of discussing child pornography by talking about role playing. The officer, who the court may conclude from the chat logs, was very good at what he did. Repeatedly returned to this concept of role-playing on the Internet, that inside of a chat room that was titled Incest Taboo, purportedly one wonders why there weren't police tripping over each other in this place, but apparently a place where people that think incest is okay to meet and chat about their interests. At the time that this file was transferred to the policeman, the talk did indeed revolve around role-playing. Mr. Owens described the video, I think called Little Girl Mix, and described its content in very graphic terms, asked if the what he presumed to be this lady would be interested in seeing it, want me to send it. She said perhaps we could role-play to it. Mr. Owens said we could try, and he sent the video. The overall, as the court may have gleaned, overall in these conversations, Mr. Owens disclosed that he had had sex with a minor over a period of time, a statement that turned out to be true. So the district court looks at this concept of an expectation, or at least a guideline that says when child pornography is transferred in expectation of a thing of value, this is worse. It deserves this adjustment. The court's findings say there's no doubt in my mind, or the court declared at the time, there's no doubt in my mind that what you were all about had a long-term goal of ingratiating yourself with this lady, getting in with this family, and ultimately ultimately with a goal of having sex with these children. But I'd argue that doesn't really answer the question. That doesn't find that there was an expectation. I argue an expectation is something that one views as reasonably likely to occur, something that's more probable than not. If I expect an intended result, I'm surprised if it doesn't happen. And that overall, distinguishing these facts from those of Whitted, this circuit's venture into this area, and Manari, the Sixth Circuit case, Mr. Owens wasn't chatting with a person he believed to be a minor with whom he was going to have sex. Mr. Owens was not chatting with an adult that he was tendering the child pornography to in terms of, now can I have sex with you? The end goal that the court found to be present is pretty far removed, both from the talk of role-playing, the child pornography that was sent on the Internet, and this end goal. And I would argue that Hope more closely describes what Mr. Owens may have, or what the evidence might support that Mr. Owens held toward the result of transmitting this child pornography. The fact that the Sentencing Commission includes this notion that the adjustment should be allowed when the pornography is tendered in expectation of the receipt of a thing of value makes perfect sense. That is, the ordinary manner in which this comes up is that people trade their child pornography. If I give you mine, will you give me yours? This is a terribly common enhancement for those reasons. Most child pornography is accumulated in that manner. And it wouldn't make any sense for the conversation to be, if I send you my child pornography, will you send me some back? And then I send the child pornography and I don't get any back. It would make no sense at all to say, well, I didn't do this in exchange for a thing of value, therefore I shouldn't get the adjustment. I mean, it does make sense to say that if I had the reasonable expectation of a return. Now, Whitted stands for two unremarkable, I think, I know I'm addressing the author of the opinion, but unremarkable results. One, that sex can be a thing of value, which seems fairly self-evident, and that certainly the language of the Sentencing Commission wouldn't exclude that conclusion. And that there need not be some express agreement for an exchange to support a conclusion that a transfer was made in expectation. That, of course, is a concept that's applied across the board to conspiratorial agreements, etc. An agreement can be deduced from things other than some express agreement. But in this case, the talk, even though it was steered by the police officer posing as this lady, centered around role-playing. And the transfer was a conversation concerning the transfer centered around role-playing. And while,
the circumstances suggest that was not for its own sake, but for the end game of facilitating a sexual encounter with children.
I would say that I wouldn't say that the court clearly erred or plainly erred in drawing that conclusion. Sure, I mean, I think it's a fair conclusion from everything that went on from start to finish that the end game goal may have been, you know, gosh, can I have sex with these ladies' children? But I would argue that doesn't translate into an expectation. There may be this hope, there may be this goal, but if the Sentencing Commission or if the concept of this adjustment was related to that, then the Sentencing Commission could have used the words motive or goal or end game or that sort of thing. Was it motivated in part by a hope? Was it motivated in part by a goal? That way. That's not what was used, and the further one drifts from the core concept of what the adjustment is about, the more unmoored the argument gets from its bearings, and blissfully my light has turned on, and with the court's leave, we'll sit down. Thank you.
Ms. Heller.
Good afternoon. My name is Gail Heller, and I've represented the government since the beginning on this case. The district court properly applied the enhancement for distribution of expectation of receiving a thing of value because the district court properly relied on this court's precedent from just 1 year ago in Whitted. Consistent with Whitted, the sexual encounter being discussed between Owens and Erica and involving her children would be a thing of value as defined by the broad interpretation of the application notes, which says anything of valuable consideration. The Second Circuit case Mineri rejected the specific agreement equals expectation, but instead, if the defendant distributed child pornography in anticipation of or while reasonably believing in the possibility of the receipt of a thing of value, the enhancement applies. This case is not about a man who entered a mainstream adult dating chat room with the goal of an age-appropriate relationship with an adult woman. The context here is quite significant. This is the story of a man with a sexual interest in children whose family-related victim was no longer available to him, now trying to meet a woman who would make her minor-age children sexually available to him. Toward this end, Mr. Owens did several proactive things. He found and entered a chat room on the Internet called incestforumtaboo.com. He found a good candidate in the chat room named Erica. He told Erica about his own close family member with whom he had had sex for several years, starting when she was age 12. That did not turn her away. Mr. Owens listened as Erica told him about her sexual relationship with her own stepfather as an 8-year-old girl, and that did not turn him away. Mr. Owens told Erica twice about his sexual interest in children ages 8 through 13. Mr. Owens also told Erica that he also enjoyed moms with kids, dads with kids, and both together. That did not turn her away. Mr. Owens sent Erica a video clip containing several vignettes of explicit child pornography of adults engaging in sexual acts with prepubescent children. Mr. Owens stated he could rock Erica's son's world with his pornography collection. These images that he sent to her and that statement made a very clear statement by Mr. Owens to Erica of his motive to be talking with her at all in this chat room. He wanted to be with her children. Mr. Owens gave suggestions as to how the children could get used to the sexual activity, that is, they would all be nudists for a while. Mr. Owens set up the meeting and came to the meeting with flowers and a nice note for Erica and DVDs of child pornography images and text stories about incest. All of that occurred within 3 days, August 26th through 29th, 2008. This is at least, if not more, conduct than either of the defendants in this court's precedent in Whitted and the Second Circuit case of Mineri. The district court's decision was well supported with these facts to apply the 5-level enhancement for distribution in expectation of for a thing of value. With respect to the defendant's argument about role play and that this was only centered on role play, any argument centered around the distribution for the purpose simply of role play is just taking too narrow of a view of the facts in this case. If Owens had wanted to just role play, there was no need to send the child pornography at all. If Owens had just wanted to role play, he would not have set up a personal meeting with Erica on August 29th. If Owens had just wanted to role play, he sure as heck would have done it. In this conversations with two times with Erica, about three times Erica suggested role play, Owens barely bites and does it just for a few lines on the second time of their chat on August 28th. He's not interested in role play. He wants the real deal. On August 26th, Erica asked, "You ever role play? You really into that?" Owens said, "Hard to say. I'm a slow typist, so I don't think I would do anyone much good." Another time Erica brings it up, "Do you ever watch videos and pictures during role play?" Owens says, "I haven't done role play, but maybe twice." And there's a third time that Erica brings it up. He's not interested in role play. He wants the real deal. He's had it before for a lot of years, and he wants it again. And he's pretty determined to have it again with all of his work that he's doing with Erica to get it. We would ask that this court affirm the district court's opinion.
Thank you, Ms. Allen. You have 1 minute if you have any rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honor. This isn't really rebuttal. The court may have noticed that the party's reference to Jane Doe, the relative, have been somewhat oblique in the briefs, with good reason. She's a real girl, and we'd ask the court to consider that oblique reference in any written opinion in the case. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement.